On the Mount Before God, May 10. And he said, Go forth, and stand upon the mount before the Lord. This command comes to every one of us who is looking to his discouragements and mourning over his frailties and giving to the world an example of distrust of God, refusing to look and live. You please the enemy of God and of man by keeping in the cave of darkness where there is not a ray of the light of life. I want to lift up my voice for Jesus and say, Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Go forth from the cave by faith. Look to Jesus, your helper. Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Look to your atoning sacrifice lifted up upon the cross, the innocent dying for the guilty. His offering of himself was full and ample. Nothing was wanting. It was indeed a whole and ample atonement that was made. Then why indicate by words and example that Christ has died for you in vain? After the exhibitions of love that was without a parallel, you say by your words of doubt and mournful discouragement, He does not love me. He will not forgive me. My sins are of too hard a character to be cured by the blood of Jesus. The offering is not of sufficient value to pay the debt I owe for the rescue of my soul. If men and women could only see and realize how their unbelief and mournful murmurings exalt Satan and give him honor, while they rob Jesus Christ of his glory in the work of saving them, wholly and entirely, from all sin. Let us come out of the cavern of darkness. Let us educate our intellects to discern what Jesus is to us. Let us strain our minds to stand on the mount before God in faith, strong in God under any and every temptation. In the mount we shall have correct views of Jesus. Satan will not have power to cast his hellish shadow between our souls and Jesus, eclipse our view of Jesus, falsify him, and encourage our hearts in cruel unbelief of his goodness, his mercy, and his love wherewith he hath loved us.